We are here at the AI for Good Summit to be able to talk about the future of technology and what we believe artificial intelligence means to improve the state of the world. It may not surprise you, but at Google, we are tech optimists and believe that AI is the future and creates tremendous opportunities to implement things like the UN Sustainable Development Goals, which are 17 of the world's most auspicious items and to-do list for the world. And Google wants to play our part to implement those collectively with members of the UN, with society, with researchers, to be able to look for tangible ways we can work together and partner.
You mentioned the SDGs. What are the ways and tools that AI, and in particular participation of Google in the projects, can facilitate the attainment of SDGs?
So right now, the world is behind in its implementation of the SDGs. We believe that technology can play an advanced role in leapfrogging the implementation. And let me give you a few examples. First, we've partnered with the stats division of the UN, UNDESA, to launch a public platform called Data Commons for the SDGs. Everyone can go to it now and search. What it has done is it enables organizations to feed their data into one area so people can measure by SDG indicator, by country, by region, how are we globally doing on SDG implementation so we can understand the basis of where we are and then be able to deliver implementation ideally by the 2030 goal.
Are there any particular projects beside that one that mentioned that Google is developing together with the UN or any of its agencies?
One of the things Google is doing is thinking systematically about SDG implementation. And one example of that is how we are addressing early warning systems and looking at the Secretary General's priority of early warning for all. So we started with floods. How are they being predicted? What does that look like? How are we quantifying that data? We launched something called Flood Hub. We are working with the World Meteorological Organization to show what floods are coming using weather data, satellite imagery, and AI to identify 7 days in advance when a flood may be coming in a certain area. We have then partnered with NGOs, governments, and the international organizations to share this information. It's available in over 80 countries, addressing 460 million people right now to ensure that they are preserving their livelihoods and their ability to live.
So this is a solution for people to be aware of floods well in advance.
We think these are great examples of us partnering to implement the SDGs, but more importantly, using AI technology to dramatically impact people's ability to live and have their livelihoods globally.
The AI development, in particular the Gen AI development, has been leapfrogging over the past couple of years. How would you estimate the preparedness of the international community, of international organizations, to using the power of AI?
When I would say last year, with the creation and launch of large language models and generative AI, it was the year of wow, this once-in-a-lifetime generation. I would assert that this year is the year of how. How are we going to partner with the international organizations to identify and establish AI rules of the road and guardrails? The UN is already doing an incredible job through the drafting and creation of the Global Digital Compact, of identifying digital priorities through the Summit of the Future, through the Secretary General's High-Level Advisory Board on AM, really identifying how is the UN engaging in artificial intelligence. And we need 21st century solutions to 21st century challenges. And what we need to do is identify these solutions boldly, responsibly, and do it together.
Can we expect that through the technology and through all the solutions that will be found there, we'll go again from wow when it comes to AI to understanding how, and then again to wow when looking at the results that can be attained?
Absolutely. Google's mission is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. And we take that very seriously. We are an AI-first company, and so we are collectively trying to build solutions that we believe are starting now and will continue into the future.